Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, a Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Oregon, and her preaching is entitled An Empty Place.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples came to the other side of the sea, to the territory of the Gerasenes. When he got out of the boat, at once a man from the tombs who had an unclean spirit met him. The man had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any longer, even with a chain. In fact, he had frequently been bound with shackles and chains, but the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles smashed, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs and on the hillsides, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. Catching sight of Jesus from a distance, he ran up and prostrated himself before him, crying out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you, by God, do not torment me." He had been saying to him, "Unclean spirit, come out of the man." He asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "Legion is my name. There are many of us." And he pleaded earnestly with him not to drive them away from that territory. Now, a large herd of swine was feeding there on the hillside, and they pleaded with him, "Send us into the swine, let us enter them." And he let them, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine. The herd of about 2,000 rushed down a steep bank into the sea, where they were drowned. The swineherds ran away and reported the incident in town and throughout the countryside, and people came out to see what had happened. As they approached Jesus, they caught sight of the man who had been possessed by Legion, sitting there, clothed and in his right mind. And they were seized with fear. Those who witnessed the incident explained to them what had happened to the possessed man and to the swine. Then they began to beg him to leave their district. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed pleaded to remain with him. But Jesus would not permit him, but told him instead, "Go home to your family and announce to them all that the Lord in his pity has done for you." Then the man went off and began to proclaim in the Decapolis what Jesus had done for him, and all were amazed. The Gospel of the Lord. As a quilter, I've had a long-time interest in the artistic and religious life of the Amish, whose communities produce such beautiful quilt work. And I remember once reading an interview with a young man who had left his Amish life to live in the city. And because of this choice, the family had shunned him, which meant that no one communicated with him, socialized with him, even spoke with him. It just all struck me as so harsh. But what touched me most was the interview with the father, who said that whenever an Amish child leaves, the family never stops praying for his or her return. And each night they set a place for that child at the family table, and no one else sits there. Everyone, my heart ached for families gazing with endless longing at that empty chair, that unfilled plate. This experience isn't limited to Amish communities, of course, and I think that today's reading from Mark taps into that expansive sense of brokenheartedness and longing for the empty places to be filled. Think about it. Does Jesus anywhere else in the New Testament actually tell someone not to follow him? Yes, when he heals people, he often sends them to the priests or restores them to their communities. But here's a guy who, Mark says, wants to follow Jesus. In fact, pleads to remain with him. And Jesus tells him no. Really? I don't know why. Sorry. But here's what I wonder. This man, possessed among the tombs, how long had he been like that? How many years had his family tried to keep him safe? And now, did they even know where he was? Was there somewhere a mother praying, a father weeping in secret, a wife, maybe, perhaps even children, a place at the table waiting for him and only him? When this man came home clothed and in his right mind, who else was healed? And all of that leads me, of course, to another question. Who's missing from your dinner table? Or perhaps, whose table are you missing from? Sometimes Jesus calls us out into mission fields. And sometimes, dear friends, Jesus sends us home.